and then it cooked, and then turn it over.
I see. And then that's better bread.
That's better bread.
You put an egg in it?
We put egg, flour.
And what's this thin bread that you bake on top of the, or cake that you bake on top of the stove?
Call it a hoe cake.
That's hoe cake.
Hoe cake bread.
And if you just take cornmeal and boil it in water, make it
gruel.
Say gruel. Do people ever call it mush?
Mush. Yes, they call it mush.
Is that the same thing?
That's right. A long time ago, I haven't heard that. Don't hear all those things now.
It's odd. In Ohio, we always say mush.
I see.
Right today, it's still very.
Yeah, I see.
And the round thing with a hole in the center that you fry.
Donut.
The round flat cakes you make with white flour for breakfast, eat them with
pancake,
syrup.
Pancake.
Would you give me some of the old terms for
flapjack?
Flapjack.
A batter cake. The patty cake.
That's a batter cake. Mm-hmm. The patty cake.
You eat that batter cakes. We call them batter cakes.
Did you ever
eat
call
them
flitters?
Flitter. That's right. Mm-hmm. Flitter a lot.
And when you butchered, you take the meat from the side of the hog and you'd salt it, but I don't think you'd smoke it. It's just the salt, heavily salted. What did you used to call it?
Fat back.
If you press meat from the jowl or the head of the hog, would be.
They press meat from the hog, would be the sows.
The sows. And the hard thing in the center of a cherry.
The seed.
And would you call the same thing in the center of a peach?
Peach would be the kernel, I think.
No. Mm-hmm. And if the meat comes away from the kernel easily, you call it a. You just.
Clear
seed. And how about if you try to break it and the meat sticks to it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Press.
That's a press. And. Some beans that don't have to be shelled.
Beans don't have to be shelled.
You just break them up.
Oh, string beans.
String
beans.
They don't call them snap beans anymore.
Snap beans. String beans or snap beans.
Same. And beans that have to be shelled.
The only beans that have to be shelled.
Yes.
Butter beans.
Is it butter?
Butter beans. Lima beans.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a butter bean and a lima bean?
I really don't know. It's a little different, but I really couldn't tell you.
Is it the difference in size, I wonder? I have some.
I think the butter beans and the lima beans, I think they're the younger butter, the smaller butter beans, I believe.
I see.
But I know they call them butter, some butter beans and some